Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing this July day?
Oh, it's a July day, and it's hot, and we need some rain, but I'm not complaining. There's a lot of other things to complain about, so I'm not going to complain about the heat. Yep, so
guarantee you, that's true.
Yep, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, and let me go ahead and bring up the prices today. We have the gold. It hit to the downside early morning trade, of course, with the job report numbers. You know, we had that knee-jerk reaction, but it came back. We're at 1776. Isn't that a funny 1776 for gold?
Wow,
up $5 and 20 cents. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. It is weird.
Isn't that weird? This is the last broadcast for the week. We'll have a replay tomorrow, and we're at 1776. Is that telling you anything, ladies? If you believe in signs, there you go. 1776 for gold, up 520. Silver was still up over 18 at 1803, but it was down 7 pennies. Platinum was down $7 at 813. Palladium was down 11 bucks at 1965. The USDX was up 10 at 97.26. Crude oil was down 42 cents at 40.24. Paper markets today, they enjoy the jobs report. Although, I mean, it was up big. And they only managed 93 points on the Dow, 25,828. The NASDAQ was up 53 points at 10,207. The S&P was up 14 at 3,130. 10-year yield, 0.67%. No big surprise there. That's going to be holding there for a long time. Most people, I think, are already on holiday. It begins tomorrow, the three-day weekend for a lot of places, for part of the markets. The markets will be closed. Gold trades till noon. A lot of the traders are already gone, and, of course, everybody's already off work. They've been off work since March, so they can still celebrate the weekend. I wonder, though, how much or how many will actually be celebrating July 4th. Butch, it just goes on. And we're going to talk about the jobs report, but, you know, just as, you know, heading into this weekend, it's just shocking what we see happening around this nation.
And it really is. It really is. And the celebrating the 4th anymore is almost a farce, because it's not what country used to be. It isn't, not even close.
No, it isn't. And it's kind of just, well, it's a little ironic that, you know, here we going into the 4th and you see all of this, you see the rest of America just being undone. And it's, I don't know how true it is, about, big things happening across this country on the 4th. But it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of bugging me this, for some reason, more so than, there's something eerie. But anyway,
well,
stocks rose.
If what happens, what says going to happen, BLM, they're going to do a lot of rioting and destruction this weekend, even in Gettysburg up where Todd lives. They're actually talking about going out and destroying people, robbing people, burning down homes on July 4th weekend.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's, excuse me. It's just a, I don't know. So stay home. It's a stay home weekend anyway, ladies and gentlemen, and just remember what's important. So we did see Wall Street rising today as the job reports numbers, continue to decline. But remember, as we said yesterday, these numbers are only good through the middle of June, and you've had a lot of reversals since then. Major states, if you read the headlines, you have all these, record numbers being reported for new cases, and so it's a lot of places were closed after they reopened that fall into these numbers. So it's but we did see the Dow up 203 points before they headed downward. I'm trying to find, I had my numbers here on that, and I just can't find the, it was like 4.5 million that I think that they reported, but for some reason my computer just isn't showing those numbers. They are talking more about the 10,000 new viruses, 10,000 new
cases.
Cases. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, yeah. So the number of workers filing for unemployment benefits last week dipped by less than what economists expected. For example, the number of workers continuing to get jobless claims was also higher than expected. Oil companies, raw material producers, and other companies whose profits are very closely tied to the strength of the economy had the biggest gains. Energy stocks and the S&P rose about 1.7%. Bond investors were showing less enthusiasm. The yield in the 10-year Treasury note dipped to 0.67 from 0.68. It was no big surprise. And again, we're not going to see what the real numbers, the impact. Hey, like we said yesterday, we've been in a recession since February.
Yes.
All right, don't forget that. And that's not us saying that.
And I'd like to share some here too, Mel, if you don't mind, a couple paragraphs I'd like to read, because it doesn't make any sense. I'll read it, and I want you to explain to me. This is out of Washington, AFP. U.S. to get latest unemployment figures as virus explodes. The ailing U.S. economy is likely to receive good news Thursday. In the government's June employment report, the surging virus cases could reverse the tentative recovery. The coronavirus pandemic since mid-March has cost more than 22 million jobs and as many as 45 million as businesses are closed to prevent the spread of COVID-19 infections. But amid massive government support, now listen to this, the economy gained 2.5 million jobs in May, sending the unemployment rate. Now, we just read Tuesday that half the workers in the United States are out of work, didn't we? When the 47%, we said 47%, okay. But the unemployment rate is down to 13.3%. How does that work? If half of them aren't working, would it not be 50% unemployment rate? Does it make sense to you that if half the working class isn't working, that'd be 50% unemployment rate? But according to this article, it's only 13% unemployment rate. How do you get these numbers?
Fuzzy math.
I mean, really, this is so insane. If 45 million people are out of work, and that's half the working force in the country, how is only 13% of them out of work?
I mean, it's just how they report the various numbers and so forth, and that's a daily. That's how government creates numbers. But I mean, John Williams of Shadow Stats. I mean, his numbers for unemployment are much, much higher. If you use the U6, I mean, you're looking around, 17%, 18%.
And that's still low. So,
and because they don't count, a lot of them that aren't counted, and that's the whole problem. I was reading today that they don't count those who are not working. They were furloughed. They still count them as working. So, it's just bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Again, none of these numbers really mean anything today because we're not going to get the truth of the matter until later on in the year.
And then I don't know that I trust them anyway.
Well, I wouldn't, but I mean, at least we should be a little bit closer. It should be a little bit closer to where we can at least make a little bit of sense to them and say, yes, this is where the issues are and everything like that. But you're right. And again,
the numbers don't make sense. If half of them is off,
none of them do.
Why is 13% of the resolve? If they say half the workforce, 50% of them are not working, but only 13% are unemployed. Oh, really? I don't get that. I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, it's just how they report the numbers. And let me see if I can pull up these numbers here. Actually, the unemployment actually fell to 11%, Butch. The 13 was last month's. So they actually fell from the 13 to 11.1. They added a solid 4.8 million jobs. That's what the government reported today. We're still at Depression era level.
Well, wouldn't you think that anybody that can read these numbers would see this as a farce? I mean, wouldn't you think they could see, hey, if half of them is not working, but only 11% of them are unemployed, that doesn't go together at all. And I'm not the brightest bulb in the house, but I figured that out. It's just not adding up.
Well, you have to you have to look at how they report and so forth and how they get their numbers. And yeah, none of them make sense.
It's unbelievable.
The total number of people who are drawing jobless benefits remains at a sizable 19 million. The layoffs are still running high. The number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits fell only slightly. U.S. job growth in June was driven mainly by companies recalling workers who have been laid off. The number of Americans who said they had lost their jobs permanently. Get this, ladies and gentlemen. These are the numbers that'll really be hitting home soon. The number of Americans who said they had lost their jobs permanently rose by 600,000 last month to nearly 2.9 million. So we're at 3 million that have lost their jobs permanently. Many businesses, small ones, you know, they're shutting down for good.
Yes, they are.
Because they can't get it. Think about it. People have been living paycheck to paycheck. Business is tough. Competition is tough. There's little margins in profit. And they're shut down for 3 months. What do you expect them to do? What did the government expect to happen?
Well, several businesses that got the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, said after they ran out of money, they're going to lay the workers off again.
Yeah, because it turns it into a grant.
So, I mean, that's really hitting home. I think it's like 15% or so of the ones that got the PPP Protection Program are going to have to lay them off once it was to close. And that's, they said about half the businesses say they're going to have to have more funds in order to stay in business. They want more money from federal government to stay in business. The federal government, if you own money on somebody, I guess you can say cause this, but the businesses are going to pay for it. But even not just the businesses, but the people that work for them are going to pay for this. That's where we are. The people that are, we'll say, at the bottom of the totem pole, that work every day just trying to keep the rent paid and the lights on, are going to pay for this idiocy. They're going to pay for it. But I mean, so the businesses say we're going to have more money. If we're going to keep us open, we need another bailout. That's what it boils down to.
Well, yeah, when the $600 checks end this month, Trump says he wants a bigger bailout than the Democrats. Democrats want $3 trillion. So I don't know what he wants. But even McDonald's, they paused its reopening efforts nationwide. You have Apple, they're reclosing stores, scores of its stores in the United States. This could be good news to some degree. Depends on how you look at it. Consumers reduced their spending last week after having increased it steadily in late April and May. So now the consumer is beginning to see, hey, this isn't a quick comeback. This is not an economy in a rocket ship. Let's go into the sky. This is going to last a whole lot longer.
Absolutely it is. I'm thinking, I heard this, I didn't read it. 37% of the people that were making home payments and rent payments are going to be leaving their homes after this month because the $600 stimulus package they got per week is going to run out, so they can't afford to pay the rent after this month. So they're going to see 37% of people that either own or live in renting properties are going to lose them because the money's running out.
Well, their money might be running out, but you don't lose your home that long. I mean, look how long foreclosures take. I mean, you wouldn't leave your home until they actually kick you out. But the problem
if it's a rental, they don't have it so many days.
If it's a rental, I mean, they still have to apply, and you know, it still takes a month probably or so to evict you.
What this article said, go ahead.
Let me just finish this. What you might have happening is government stepping in and then preventing people who own properties that have renters that can't pay to prevent them from evicting them. But if the people can't pay their payments, then those people who own those properties are going to lose because they can't make the mortgages on those. Yeah.
Of course. But the according to the talk show that I heard this on, they people that were on rent or behind already because of the virus, and they had a 3-month notice, but they were able to temporarily pay for that last couple months, but they're still behind overall. So I don't know, but that, either way, it's going to come to a head. People lose their homes eventually, or if people that have to own their property can't rent it, and they lose their property because they can't rent it, everybody loses.
But the thing of it is, if you were renting your property and you've had good payers in there before and it's just because of the virus, what do you do?
That's different.
Do you evict them?
That's different.
Who are you going to get in? Who are you going to get in there? Other people who are having the same problem? So you might work with the people that you already have to keep them in there if they were good tenants.
Maybe cut the rent a little bit so they can afford it, you know?
Huh?
Cut the rent a little bit. Give them a break. Maybe they can afford it that way. I don't know, but it's a toughie.
Yeah, so
it's a toughie, and it shouldn't have happened, but it did.
Mm-hmm. It did. And that's the problem with life. Hmm. Things shouldn't happen, but they do. And that's why we all need to be prepared for life.
And we haven't seen anything yet, Mel DeSiderstrom. Nothing. People better pay attention to you and prepare themselves financially while they have a chance. People, I'm not going to get into this tonight. I'm going to share it on my radio show Monday night. It's going to be hell to pay come November. You better make sure you're prepared in every way possible. Come November, things are going to change this country so unbelievably that I can't express to you how bad it's going to be. So you better call Mel D up pretty quick. You're running out of time.
You know, there was an article out of the Wall Street Journal today. It's called, and it was Brace for an Autumn of Discontent. Economic life in the U.S. this fall will be far from normal. That's when things are going to be able to really, that's when it's really going to hit the dirt, is this fall. And we have an election. And this isn't anything normal. And if anybody thinks this is normal, I don't want to know what your normal is, you know. This is different.
Well, if this is a sign, FBI reported almost 4 million background checks done in the month of May. And the second highest in the record was in March of 3.7 million. So 3.9 million and 3.7 million over the last few months in record gun sales. Should that tell us something, maybe? Are people anticipating something really bad coming? Something to think about.
Well, what is coming is our break. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. Even while we sleep, we will find you right. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And let's see, what else is there that we have programs on there?
Mm-hmm. I think this is interesting. John Bolton's memoir sells 780,000 copies the first week, and Trump's niece book sold 75,000 copies in the first run.
Yeah, they got that back on track.
They did. So We're looking at, I don't know which, Bolton, yeah. The niece, I'm kind of interested to see what she has to say. I would. I don't know her. I don't know what she has to say. But nonetheless, we're talking about a combination here of over 800,000 books written about Trump that's already out in public. And I'm sure it'll be up to me in a couple of days and more. So we'll see. We'll see. That's interesting.
You know,
and
when
here
I said
it is
to somebody,
4 months from election.
Yeah, I said to somebody about Bolton's book. I says, "Well, you know what? I mean, he's a scumbag anyway. I mean, we all know his, you know. So how credible is his book? But then you have to think also that even if some of it is true, some of it doesn't have to be all of it. It could be exaggerated. I mean, so some of these things do have to be viewed and thought about, and it's just another place of where we're headed.
Yes, it
is. There's something to this, and so I mean, I agree. Like with you, I don't pay much attention to what was said in Bolton's. It's interesting to see what his niece has to say, and just to let the listeners know, and because I know a lot of you support President Trump, at the end of the program today, I told you I heard a campaign. It was a video. It's about 3 minutes long. You're not going to get to see the pictures that go along with his little recital. But when you hear it, just vision the people that he's talking about and know that he's talking about our America, what we see America as, how it was built, the people who built it.
As it used
and
to be.
It is very moving. It, when I listen to it, it brings tears to my eyes because it's something that we've lost. So we'll be playing that at the end of the program. So what's next?
Well, I suppose you know New York City is losing population, right? You know that
as
already.
As they should.
Yeah, they should. All cities are losing population, but to tell you the truth, but real estate prices fall sharply in New York, even after a full quarter of sales data. In the middle of the pandemic, it's difficult to define the form of possible recovery. More than 9% of the second quarter sales were actually signed before the virus hit New York in March, said Bess Freeman, a managing director of brokerage from firm Brown Harrison Stevens. A lot will depend on what happens with schools at the end of summer, said Freeman, as few potential buyers with children who have left town to escape the pandemic will choose to return. So they sold a bunch of them, but people aren't closing the deals. They're not wanting to go through with it now. So New York City, I don't want to pick anybody that lives there. If you love it, that's fine. But it's a very, very, really what I'm looking for. It's not a good place to live right now, and it's going to get much worse. With the mayor they have and the governor of the whole state. Do I know?
De Blasio, he's a nut.
Oh, good gosh. I mean,
or
it's
maybe
unbelievable.
I shouldn't say that on radio.
Well, it's true.
He's a nut.
And Cuomo is mafia. He's a thug. Mm. The man is a thug. I don't care if it makes him mad at me in the state. He's a thug. He absolutely is a thug. He has. When you see him talk to somebody, he looks at you like, "Are you talking to me? You know, I mean, are you questioning me?" It's just amazing. So people I talk to that live in New York are getting fed up with New York, but they don't know what to do. They got a home there. They got the jobs there. What if they're still working? It's not just easy to pack up and leave. But New York City is losing population because people went out of town. They want out of the city. I don't blame them at all.
Well, I'll tell you what, the crime is going to rise just $1 billion away from the New York Police Department, the NYPD. $1 billion to go to youth groups. That could probably, that might help one or two of the kids. And, you know, isn't that what the Jeff Bezos is supposed to be about? Isn't that who all these multinational corporations, shouldn't their money be going into these inner city for programs and so forth to, you know, to try to make a change instead of coming from the NYPD? That's just going to, I just can't, I mean, this really is, these big cities. I mean, that's society breaking down.
Minneapolis has defunded the police department. Yeah. Minneapolis is going to be a hellhole of chaos. I'm saying this not because the people live there necessarily. Most people who are there don't need policed. But a lot of the gangs do need policed. And yep. BLM and others, Antifa and all the rest of them, are going to see that these societies break down. Just like in Seattle. Seattle's had to say, when you do not have a force, I hope to say the force is good anyway, the good side, to counter the bad side, the good people, the general populace will not be the ones causing the problem, but the gangs will be. So it's going to come down to the, almost like the Wild West. It'll be each household for themselves. And I'm saying that from, I mean, it's coming to that. And I think it's coming in November. I do. It'd be each household for themselves. If the cops can't protect you, even if they are there, they can't stop 100,000 people from rioting and going house to house. They don't have the force to do that. It's going to come down to individuals. That's why they sold almost 4 million guns last month. People are preparing because they see it coming. I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, people, but the house on fire and you're in it, you got to know about it.
They could also see Biden being elected and there goes our gun rights, so it could also be another reason why people are out there purchasing weapons. Because they know if the Democrats get in there, what's going to happen? That's going to be their first topic on their agenda.
So, well, New Zealand outlawed all guns just a year or so ago, and the gun crime rate went up the highest in 10 years. But I don't understand how that works.
If there's no guns,
how do they have crime rate? You know what I'm saying? This is insane, and people in general know this. But no one, Melody, in their right mind, not me, not you, not Todd, not anybody, wants to have to pick up a gun to defend their homes and their family. But we will have no choice if we're forced. That's a sickening thought, isn't it?
It is.
I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen. Even local churches here in my area that used to kind of laugh at me because I carry a gun are preaching on the duty to be armed. They really are. So this is where we're heading. And when BLM and Antifa said they want to burn churches and tear down statues of Jesus Christ, or anything religious. I mean, Columbus, Ohio just took the statue of Columbus out. I mean, think about this. they're not destroying the Southern heritage, so to speak. They're taking out anything that resembles America.
Yep.
Anything. So, yes, folks, 4 million gun sales last month, 3.9 million, 3.7 in May. That should tell you that's a lot of firearms in people's hands. And they're not buying them for target practice. Well, they may be doing target practice also. But you're buying them for self-defense. And if you don't get yourself ready that way, and if you don't call and get a Berkey water filter, if you don't get some food stored and get a whole Melody Seastrom, you're going to be sorry in a few months that you didn't do this. I'm telling you this because I care. And please pray that I'm wrong. Pray that I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, you all say, you tell me in December, man, you're an idiot. I'll agree with you. I pray that I'm wrong too. But in my spirit, I don't sense being wrong, Melody. Not even a little bit. I was so burdened yesterday morning. I woke up at 3:30. So burdened with this that I was physically ill. The first time in my lifetime I've had a burden from my God that strong that it made me physically ill. If it hadn't let up, I don't know what I would have done. But the burden was that real to me. Then I saw a video that was sent to me from another pastor in Kentucky that confirmed what I had in my spirit. And I had that pastor on Monday night to discuss this in detail. We're not trying to scare you, people. We love you enough to tell you the truth. If we didn't care, I wouldn't be on the radio. Neither Melody. You know, I tried doing radio for 25, 30 years long. Y'all do that for a while. Every day, day in, day out. Y'all just do it sometime and see if you don't get tired once in a while. Melody's only a woman, and I'm only a man. We get tired. Mentally, spiritually, and physically get tired. So we're not on the radio here to make a fortune. I'm on the radio with Melody today because I like doing a program with her, but more than that, we're here to warn you. And I'm telling you that November is going to be a nasty month. And I pray that I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong on this. I really don't. Melody, I didn't mean to take up the program, but I had to share that.
Well, I'm glad you did. I think it's important. I'm glad you did share it.
I've never had nothing like it. Marcia got up yesterday morning. Pardon, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Marsh got up yesterday morning when I did. She woke up with 3:30 when I got up, or a little bit later than that. And she asked, what's wrong? I said, I can't tell you right now. I'm talking with the Lord. I can't tell you what's really wrong yet. I don't know enough to tell you. And I said, you can go back to bed. I can't talk to you now, and there's nothing you can do anyway. I sat on the front porch yesterday morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, with a cup of coffee, crying because of what I could see. And the fact that we, as a church, have failed Jesus Christ on this earth. We failed him. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. And he said, you've forgotten me, so I'm going to forget your children. Hosea 4:6. And Hosea 4:7 said, because the more they increased, the more they prospered, the more they forgot me. That certainly fits America. And everyone that wants a video that I told you, I just saw, I sent out there on my magazine list. It's about 15 minutes long, quite that long. You got to see it, and you understand what this preacher said goes along with what I say right to the T. And I'm not the only one saying it. Chuck Chrismar, in his program Tuesday, on saveus.org, Save Us, said that along the same lines I'll be teaching this week in a church, on the lawless church, and how they're going to follow the lawless one, meaning the Antichrist. The church has failed failed God Almighty because of complacency, cowardliness, and compliance with man's laws. That's my last article I wrote, the 3 C's. We failed, and now our children are going to pay because of that. Melody, you and I are far enough through life that if we lead the world today, we've had a good life. We really have. Not always not always good circumstances, but we had a good life overall. But our children and grandchildren are not going to have that same blessing that we had. And it's not going to be.
Yeah, but you know
November.
What I tell everybody though when I hear the same thing? It's these kids today, they don't know any better. They don't know.
No, they don't know any better. That is even the sadder part.
They don't know what they lost.
No, they don't.
So they will embrace whatever. And that's what these Democrats, that's what the left wing, that's what, you know, they go after the youth. They've gone after the youth. They brainwash them. I shared the story the other day. I used to watch, Lyndon LaRouche. He had some fantastic research. He's Democrat to the heart. Didn't like his views, but when it came to economics, He knew what the heck he was talking about. And he would run for president. You know, I mean, the guy, I don't even know if the guy's probably 100 years old now.
Is he still alive?
He'd run for president every 4 years.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he always went after the college kids. He always went after the youth vote. And I said to one of his researchers, he'll never be president if he just goes after. Well, that's what they do. They went after the youth. They went after the women. They went after the weak. So they've captured the youth. That's the main, and that's what you see today. These young kids don't have a clue. They don't have a clue.
How do you explain to a child, even in our lifetime, the schools were getting messed up? They really were. But compared to today, they were institutes of higher learning and morality. But how do you explain to a child today that I used to take gun school with me? I actually carried a shotgun
to
school.
Yeah, but we had parents.
We did.
And grandparents.
That knew some things,
who told us stories.
Yes, exactly.
Who shared what life was about. We saw them struggle. It wasn't white privilege. Are you crazy?
It was
so
earn your own living.
These kids today don't have anything to. Everything's been given to them.
And most of their parents the same way. The parents the same way.
The parents wanted these kids today to have a good life.
Yes, they do.
They didn't want them to go through the younger age for wanting anything. And look what it's gotten. Look where they are.
The parents that are 30 years old and 40 years old didn't experience what we did either.
Yeah.
Because we were a generation before that. So
well,
it's been taken away gradually.
I still look at those as the kids.
So we're reaping the fruit of ignorance, my people. It's destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I can tell that young people this, and they believe me. They just can't imagine that we live in a country where we'd go up to the general store right above our house, the post office wasn't, and we could buy dynamite. We could buy a gun off the shelf, no background checks. Those are things, we could order guns through the mail.
But I mean, that wasn't even just, that just wasn't the main thing, Butch.
No, it wasn't. But
there's
that's
so many other little freedoms and
freedoms
liberties
lost. Yes. The dollar's to buy 12 hot dogs. It's backed by silver. You remember that?
I do. I remember penny candy.
Oh, yes.
Well, you got 2 pieces for a penny. Sometimes you get 4 or 5 for a penny.
And a Coke was 10 cents. You got 3 cents back, took the bottle back. Or 2 cents back, you took the bottle back. It's only 8 cents a bottle for a Coke. This has changed. This has changed. And people, I'm telling you, that come to remember, you better be prepared. And now we're seeing, according to Reuters, that the dollar's dominance is to slowly melt away over the coming year. The dollar is losing its dominance worldwide because nobody wants the dollar. Said economics forecasters' views on this that the people in the world don't want the dollar any longer, so the dollar is losing its dominance as a world currency. Will it end next week? I don't think so. But it could end real soon when the economy totally collapses. The dollar is no longer worth what it was even 10 years ago, not even close. Nations do not want the dollar. That's going to mean something to all of us if you live in America. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, I mean, again, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out where we're headed economically. The amount of money of another stimulus coming, a phase 4, $3 trillion, maybe more, maybe a little less.
$3 trillion.
But still.
Wow.
It's coming. What do you think that's going to do to the dollar? All the money that the Fed is printing? We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Food price.
prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Should we tell the listeners a little secret on the...
Yeah, you should tell that because...
we were talking about...
I mean, this was amazing. I have to tell you, Melody, this is amazing. Folks, you got to listen to this because it actually worked. I'm a witness to it. I can't understand it.
I might have already shared... I mean, after so many years on the radio, I might have already shared this at least once.
Well, share it again. Now, people, listen very carefully, okay? Go ahead.
If someone has the hiccups... all you have to do is look at them and ask them if they've ridden a white horse lately, and their hiccups will go away.
And she's not lying.
Yep, I can vouch to this. I had the hiccups during the first break, and the very first thing she says to me, she says, "Did you ride a white horse?" And I'm thinking, "Ride a white horse? Why would I be riding a white horse?" She says, "You don't have your hiccups anymore, do you?" And I thought about it for a moment, and I did not have them after that. I have not hiccuped up once.
So it's a fun thing. And plus, if you're the person with the hiccups, it's nice to see them stop.
Wow.
Hiccups are irritating. But so there you go, listeners. You can try it on this weekend.
Well, she called me stuff.
Yeah, I said Butch called her a witch.
Yeah, no. Can you believe that from a preacher man calling me a witch? It kind of rhymes with what I called you.
It does, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Now, folks, you see, we have serious stuff here, but you can tell we love each other's company, and we like to laugh. It's important. Melody, would that work on Todd again if he gets him again?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It should.
All right. Folks, you heard it. You can try it out on your friend or your family here pretty soon, maybe. I'll have to remember.
Because you never know somebody's going to ask you that. Now, maybe that's where that 1 in 10 comes in. Maybe that one person had it before or something. But anyway.
Anyway.
Have you ridden a white horse lately?
I remember that. That's really good. Really good.
Okay. All right.
This next article is something maybe we should look forward to, Melody. Saudis threaten to new oil price war with OPEC brethren. Saudi Arabia is threatening to ignite an oil price war unless fellow OPEC members make up for their failure to abide by the cartel's recent production cuts, the delegate says. Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman issued the ultimatum in recent weeks as he asked Angola and Nigeria to submit detailed pledges to carry extra oil production curbs, the delegate said. The hardline stance from the OPEC's de facto leader risks a new flare-up to the organization of the petroleum exporting countries. It comes just months after Saudi Arabia's waged a price war against longtime oil market ally Russia, following disagreements over how to supply global markets as the carnivore spread. So do you think this might cause another a glut or a slack? I mean, what's really going to go with it?
Well, you know what? Maybe this is just a cover story to show that the world is in a depression and the demand is just isn't there. So they're going to create this price war and so forth. You know, a lot of the OPEC members, I know some of them weren't paying any attention to the lack of or the slowdown in production that they were going to produce anyway. They were going to pump anyway because they need the money. And I don't know how much the virus. You don't hear much about the virus in the Middle East. You don't hear much of the virus in the Saudis and Saudi Arabia. You just don't hear it. So I don't know. It could be just a cover up for the lack of demand anyway. So, I mean, the prices are going to drop regardless of whether they have a price war or not, I would think. But then again, if we're heading into a hyperinflationary area, you know, you're going to have the oil prices rise just like you're going to have the stock market prices rise. I don't know. All kinds of weird things are going to happen, and that's the whole point. These things would not happen if we had a sound monetary policy, if there was accountability and no corruption. But we don't have. Things are not normal. That's why all this stuff is happening. I mean, it's all react. You have to have an act. You know, over the years, it's like we have all these actions and no reactions. And with every action, you're supposed to have a reaction. But are we having the reactions now? And they're going to keep coming.
And inflation is a form of robbery, is it not?
It absolutely is. They steal from you. They steal your wealth. So, and governments want inflation. They don't care about it. They need it. They need inflation.
I agree.
So, and every day your money sits there. I hear people, I took my money out and it's sitting in an account. Oh, good. So how much are you losing per day? Well, I'm not losing anything. It's sitting in the bank. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're losing against inflation because the bank certainly doesn't pay you enough to cover it. Haven't heard anybody talk about negative rates lately, have you?
No, you haven't.
You're not talking anything financial.
Well, Austria just lowered their bond rates to 0.008% for the next 100 years. They said that's out of the Week magazine. So go figure, man. You're gonna roll in a lot of money at that rate.
That's normal.
Yeah, exactly. And the people still buy bonds.
I know.
I don't know. I can't grasp it. It is nuts. And
it's
this,
Michael,
we're going out of time so fast, but I got to ask you a question on this one. The U.S. seeks to seize Iranian fuel ban for Venezuela. This is the latest action by the U.S. to go after shipping networks to help Iran evade U.S. sanctions. They want to ship ships to Venezuela. The U.S. federal prosecutors filed suit late Wednesday to seize 4 tankers worth of gasoline Iran is selling to Venezuela. The latest salvo in the administration's effort to stifle flows of goods and money helping to keep two of its top foes in power. By filing a civil forfeiture complaint, U.S. prosecutors aim not to only prevent delivery of the Iranian fuel to Venezuela, which began the journey last month, but also deprive Tehran of the revenues from the cargo and deter future shipments. Is that an act of war?
You'd think.
Isn't that kind of piracy?
You would think.
We're making friends. They influence people all the world, aren't we?
Well, I read that Taiwan is pretty much saying they're going to annihilate their threat, which is China.
So, they're going out. They're going to take out China.
Yes.
That's going to be something to see. I mean, really.
Well, the U.S. would be backing Taiwan.
That still don't scare China very much, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think it scares all anybody.
The whole thing, but it's just another sign of just how upside down the world is. How, I mean, everybody's just threatened. Isn't there peace anywhere?
Revelation 6 said the black horse has the power to take peace from the earth. We're seeing
there
a bit
you
fulfilled.
Go.
Seeing it fulfilled. That's what's happening, people. Yeah. But on the good side, Jeff Bezos' wealth soars to $171.6 billion to top pre-divorce record. Jeff Bezos is doing very well, Melody.
Yes, he is.
So I just thought you'd let you know that Amazon is alive and well, and Jeff Bezos is getting by, skimping by on a meager salary here. No, but with all seriousness, $172 billion to top his pre-divorce record. That number is so big for anyone of our caliber, that's hard to grasp. This is just like grasping, spending another $3 trillion. What's that mean to the average person? Nothing, because they can't understand it. It doesn't bother them because they don't know, be afraid of it because they can't understand it. It's like a child looking at a rattlesnake. It didn't know it's poison. They're not scared of it. They don't know what it is. They don't understand it. Well, that's what it is with this kind of money. How do you not understand $3 trillion, $30 trillion, $9 trillion, or $172 billion belong to one individual? My mind cannot grasp that.
It just goes to show you how valueless our money is.
That's exactly right.
Because it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't have, you know, a hundred plus billion. I mean, and these people who have that amount of money, there's a lot of billionaires in this world. To me, I can't imagine how you could stay level. How you can stay sane.
I wonder how you even begin to manage it.
What, manage your sanity?
Yeah, no, manage your money, which would drive you insane.
Well, I mean, it's not even a matter of managing the money. It's a matter of, I mean, that's got to change. I mean, I would think you would come insane with that much money.
I have never tried it, so I couldn't say for sure. So.
I wouldn't know either. But, I mean, think about it. I mean, what do you, I mean, there isn't anything in this world that, I mean, you can buy nations. You could buy countries with that kind of money.
You really could.
Mm-hmm.
You truly could.
So I don't know.
That's just way above my understanding.
It's above It's above my pay grade.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're about out of time. I think we're going to play that tape here in about 2 minutes, I think, right?
Yeah, we're going to quit a little early. I think we have about 1 minute left. And okay. I hope you're enjoying it. It's just something a little, you know, it was just moving and patriotic and heading into this weekend. We'll be closed tomorrow. If you want to make a purchase, leave a message. We'll try and give you a call back as long as we, you know, can get prices locked in for you. So I hope you enjoy this little, I guess it was a campaign audio video for President Trump. So have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Butch, I guess.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week on Tuesday.
Yep.
And I think we have just a couple more seconds. 1-800-375-4188.
America is a land of heroes. A place where greatness is born, where destinies are forged, and where legends come to life. This is the home of Thomas Edison and Teddy Roosevelt, of many great generals, including Washington, Pershing, Patton, and MacArthur. This is the home of Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Harriet Tubman, the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong, and so many more. This is the country where children learn names like Wyatt Earp, Davy Crockett, and Annie Oakley. This is the place where the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth and where Texas Patriots made their last stand at the Alamo. The American nation was carved out of the vast frontier by the toughest, strongest, fiercest, and most determined men and women ever to walk on the face of the earth. Our ancestors braved the unknown, tamed the wilderness, settled the Wild West, lifted millions from poverty, disease, and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights of science and medicine, laid down the railroads, dug out the canals, raised up the skyscrapers. Our ancestors built the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history, and we are making it greater than ever before. This is our glorious and magnificent inheritance. We are Americans. We are pioneers. We are the pathfinders. We settled the new world. We built the modern world. And we change history forever by embracing the eternal truth that everyone is made equal by the hand of Almighty God. America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise. And here, on this land, on this soil, on this continent, the most incredible dreams come true. This nation is our canvas, and this country is our masterpiece. We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers just waiting to be explored. Our brightest discoveries are not yet known. Our most thrilling stories are not yet told. Our grandest journeys are not yet made. The American age, the American epic, the American adventure has only just begun. Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
All day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.